Good afternoon. I call to order this remote meeting of the Conference Committee on Senate File 972, and I will ask Mr. Brown to take the roll.
Chair Stevenson.
Present.
Chair Long.
Present.
Representative O'Driscoll.
O'Driscoll, present.
Representative Akam.
Present.
Representative Hollins.
Present.
Chair Daines.
Present.
Chair Senjam. Senator Frentz. Senator Matthews.
Matthews, present.
Senator Aki.
Present.
It looks like we have a quorum. Today, the House has the gavel, and that is why I am presiding. We will, of course, return tomorrow to the Senate having the gavel. We completed yesterday a walkthrough of the House and Senate files. Today, we will be taking a look at some provisions that were identical or nearly identical in both bills, with hopes that we are able to incorporate them into our draft conference report. We do have a series of measures that the various chairs have compared notes on and discussed that we are prepared to bring before this committee today. So we will start with a provision from the Commerce and Energy Finance side-by-side document on pages R7 and R8 relating to grants to the Minnesota Council on Economic Education for financial literacy education. Senator Daines, do you have a motion relating to those MCEE provisions? I don't know if we are.
Sorry about that, Mr. Chair. I was muted. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for recognizing me. I would like to move to accept the Senate provision on this issue, on this item.
Thank you. Senator Daines moves adoption of the Senate provisions relating to MCEE grants. And I believe those are on page R7, lines 6.13 to 8.2. Is there any discussion to the motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. We'll next move to a provision in the energy policy side-by-side document related to the XL Energy Purchase Agreement with St. Paul District Energy. Senator Senjam, do you have, I believe this is on pages R86 through R89. Senator Senjam, do you have a motion related to these provisions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I would move the House language on lines 286.19 to 289.25 be adopted.
Senator Senjam moves adoption of provisions on page R86 through R89. This is the House language, lines 286.19 to 289.25. Discussion to the motion. Representative Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Senjam. This is an important provision, and it has been a negotiated agreement between XL Energy and the District Energy Plant, which provides really important services to steam for the downtown St. Paul area, as well as providing a really necessary service to help dispose of emerald ash borer around the region. And I think this is a reasonable approach to try to move this forward, and also would set up the possibility of exploring electrification for that plant in the future of some or all the capacity. And I think that's an exciting proposition. So this feels like a win-win, and I'm glad we're moving forward with it today.
Thank you, Chair Long. And I agree, it's a good example of the stakeholders getting together and working out an agreement that everyone can live with. Any further discussion to the Senjam motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. Next, we will take a look at the language related to the Efficient Technology Accelerator. This language begins on page R75 on the Senate side. I believe that Representative Akam, you have an amendment to this language that is coded A47. Representative Akam, to your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, I have the A47, and I do have an oral amendment to the amendment. Should we take that up?
I think that would be great. I will just note for members and the public that the A47 amendment has been distributed to the committee by email, and it's also posted on the Energy website for the viewing public. Representative Akam, you have an oral amendment to the A47 amendment, and if you could describe your oral amendment. Senator Senjum.
I don't want to be the parliamentarian, but usually, at least in the Senate, we hear the amendment first and then the amendment to the amendment. I don't know.
I certainly have no objection, Senator Senjum, for if Representative Akam, if you could describe the A47 amendment, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Senjum. So what we're doing here is accepting the Senate language and adding one in the amendment, taking away the language, putting in a limitation on when it can start. And so it retains the House position that it doesn't have a specified start date of the program. And so it includes the language that's in the Senate that has a stakeholder comment period. It includes the language that has an independent program review and renewal guides, and it clarifies that one market transformation program can be implemented in an approved time frame. So that's what the amendment does.
Okay. And
Senator Senjum.
And Mr. Chair, and this perhaps to Representative Long, is this basically what we talked about this morning?
Chair Long, I don't know if you've answered that.
Thank you, Chair Stevenson. Yes, Senator Senjum, this is the A47 amendment would just be modifying only the timeline so that it would be a negotiated start timeframe rather than a requirement to start in 2024.
Thank you very much.
Senator Senjum. Okay.
Thank you very much. And your chair, Mr. Chair, but I'm ready now for the amendment to the amendment.
Terrific. Well, let's do the amendment to the amendment, and then after adoption of that, we'll go back to the underlying amendment. Representative Akam, if you could describe your oral amendment to the A47 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And so on line 1.2 of the amendments, we're deleting R74 and inserting R76. And so it's just changing of the page number that the language is on.
All right. And if we could have our nonpartisan staff confirm out loud what the oral amendment would be. I don't know if who would be the right nonpartisan staffer. It's Ms. Fontaine.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members. Excuse me. Line 1.2, delete R47 and insert R76.
You just said delete R47. My note has R74. Is that?
Oh, delete R74. I said it the reverse. Delete R74 and insert R76. That's correct.
Okay. So on line, the motion is on line 1.2, delete R74 and insert R76. Is there any discussion to the oral amendment? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails and the amendment to the amendment is adopted. We'll return now to the amended A47 amendment. Any discussion to the A47 amendment as amended? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? And the A47 amendment as amended is adopted. And now, Representative Akam, do you have a motion as to the amended provisions beginning on page R75 through R77?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I guess I don't understand the question.
My question would be, Representative Akam, would you like to move adoption of the provisions beginning on page R75 through R77, Senate language lines 27.9 to 29.29, as amended by the A47.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. That's exactly what I would like to do. Thank you.
I had a feeling that that's exactly what you wanted to do.
Thank Yes, I would like to make that motion.
Discussion to the ACOM motion. Chair Long.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to commend Representative ACOM on her work on this provision and also express my appreciation that we're adopting this language today. I think that this is a really innovative way to look at new technologies that can benefit our state on energy efficiency and other areas. And I'm glad that we're moving forward with it.
Thank you, Chair Long. And once again, I find myself in agreement with you. This is a wonderful provision and a great program. So Representative ACOM's motion is to adopt the provisions beginning on page R75 through R77 of the Senate language, lines 27.9 to 29.29 as amended by the A47. Seeing no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. We will now move to a series of motions related to PUC report repealers. Senator Senjum, do you have a motion related to provisions on R78?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I would move adoption of provisions on page R78, the House language, lines 149.17 to 149.30, and this is to repeal a report which is regarded now as obsolete and no longer necessary.
Any discussion to the Senjum motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. And Senator Senjum, I believe you also have a motion for provisions on R146 through R147.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Likewise, a report by the PUC, which is obsolete. So I would move the provisions on R146 through R147. The House language, specifically lines 299.13 to 299.32, be adopted.
Any discussion to this engine motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. We now will move to a motion related to revolving loan account for energy conservation projects in state buildings. This is still on the energy side-by-side pages R1 to R3. Senator Senjum, do you have a motion to those provisions?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. I would move adoption of provisions on page R1 to R3, the House side, lines 114.12 to 116.11, having to do with a new policy with respect to revolving loan funds to provide energy conservation initiatives to state buildings within the RDA area.
Thank you, Senator Senjum. Discussion to the motion, Chair Long.
Thank you, Chair Stevenson, and thank you, Senator Senjum, for the motion. This provision was in both of our underlying bills, and I'm glad that it was, because it's, I think, a common sense way to help save our state government money and look for better ways to help fund energy efficiency. We know that these projects pay themselves back, but finding the upfront capital is usually the tricky part. And so I think a revolving loan fund makes a ton of sense, because the savings will get fed back into the fund and be able to help the state government save more money in the future. And I think the next motion will be mine to adopt the Senate spending target for this provision. So I appreciate the cooperation on this.
Thank you, Chair Long. And that is important clarification. The motion members we have before us now relates to the policy provisions to this revolving loan account. There will be a subsequent motion as to the finance. Any further discussion to the Senjum motion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Frantz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Chair Long, for your comments. You stole my idea, which is to point out the speed at which the state would recoup, you know, the value of this investment. And so I just want to say thanks to all parties for working on this. I think this is something that most Minnesotans can say, yeah, we should definitely do that. Thanks, Chair Stevenson.
Thank you. Further discussion to the Senjum motion.
Mr. Chair, just to
Senator Senjum. Note,
and I'm not sure exactly when this idea first evolved, but For my history, Commissioner Matt Mossman brought it forward to me a couple of years ago, and a larger amount for sure in terms of the of the initial funding, but I do think it's a worthy initiative, and I'm glad that we're getting going on it.
Any further discussion to the Senjum motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. As I alluded to a moment ago, we'll now turn to the finance side by side to handle the finance for this same program. I believe we're on page R14 of the finance side by side. Representative Long, do you have a motion as to those provisions?
I do, Mr. Chair. I move the adoption of provisions beginning on page R14, Senate side by side, lines 12.30 to 13.3.
Any discussion to the Long motion?
So, Mr. Chair, this would be adopting the Senate position for the financing, which was $5 million. The House had in $10 million. We are happy to see this funded, and I believe that if the program proves its worth, we may be coming back in the future for additional funding, but I think $5 million is a good start.
Thank you, Chair Long. Any further discussion to the Long motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. We will now turn to the House Commerce Policy side by side to look at a provision relating to the Petra Fund. And Senator Senjum, I believe you have a motion related to provisions beginning on R95.
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. This would extend the Petro Fund, an important initiative in our state. So we're going to talk about the adoption of provisions on page R95, the House language 114.7 to 114.9.
Any discussion to the Senjum motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. And now returning to the finance side by side, I think this is a similar story where we just did the policy and now we will do the finance on the Petra Fund. Senator Senjum, I believe you have a motion on R3.
Yes, Mr. Chair, this move the adoption of provisions on page R3, House language lines 306 to 0.20 to 306.22. It funds the program, and I move adoption.
Any discussion to the Senjum motion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? And the motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. Now, remaining on that finance side by side, we will look at the Mountain Iron Solar Project. This is on R12. And Representative Long, I believe you have an oral amendment to the Senate language on R12. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll maybe explain the goal here. So the goal is to adopt the Senate language with the House target. And so I think we'll just be making the oral amendment to delete on line 10.33 on R12, the Senate language of $5 million and insert $5.5 million.
And Ms. Fontaine, if I could get you to confirm the oral amendment again there. You're muted, Ms. Fontaine.
I'm sorry about that. On line 10.33, Senate language, delete $5 million and insert $5.5 million. And that is the motion.
Terrific. Any discussion to the long oral amendment to the Senate language? Senator Senjum.
Perhaps Representative Long and I could just dialogue for a minute or so. Representative Long, and we talked about this briefly. We have the Senate language, but we have the House amount. I'm trying to understand a little bit more why the Senate language at five, and what was different about the House language, which made it 5.5. Was there any demonstrable difference, or was just was it a number out of the air, so to speak? I don't want to speak that flippantly, but was there a difference in the House language which resulted in it being 5.5 versus our language at 5?
Representative Long.
Thank you for the question, Senator Sundrum. So, no, I don't believe there's a substantive difference in the underlying policy language. My understanding is the difference is the funding amount. The request was at 5.5 million. So we were close. I think the Senate amount was at 5 million. So our proposal is just to fund the request at 5.5.
Senator Sundrum?
Mr. Chair, just to offer, as we move through some of these amounts, and perhaps a question for the chair, if we were to come back to this in terms of consideration, you know, before we adopt the final bill, what would be, or for that matter, any of these, you know, as we start looking at money and where it is and whether or not we want to make adjustments, if we would want to readjust this, could we come back, or would if I want to have that privilege, would I have to vote no on this? Or no, I'd have to vote yes. I'm sorry, I'd have to vote yes. I could then reconsider.
Well, Senator Sundrum, I'll tell you that I certainly hope that we are moving forward from today, but I'm sure nothing at the legislature is done until it's actually done. And I'm sure there is a way that it could be revisited. I see Ms. Fontaine's unmuted. So there's a lot of nonpartisan staff on the call that I could ask this question to, but since she's unmuted, I'm going to ask her. She quickly muted herself, not quick enough. Ms. Fontaine, is that correct that we could offer an amendment to revisit this amount if we chose to do so later in the conference committee?
Absolutely. I mean, none of these amounts are going to be set in stone until a spreadsheet is adopted and all of that. So I actually think like a spreadsheet would probably drive more any numbers that are in this bill. And I would think the fiscal analysts would allow with that, would agree with that. Just when you give instructions for us to put the conference committee report together, you adopt the spreadsheet and allow us to make any changes. So this amount could change.
Thank you, Ms. Fontaine. And I promise to pick on a different nonpartisan.
I'm sorry. And I was coughing as well. I apologize.
Okay. Senator Sundrum, any further questions?
Oh, fine enough, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Driscoll.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I've got to share some observations with you and the rest of the conferees here today. I'm a little surprised. Here we are, we're off to the races, and it looks like there's a script for today's work already, and I have not received any of the same and similars that we were going to be looking at today to investigate those as we were going through. Kind of left off yesterday walking through, and my understanding, the public's understanding from yesterday, was we're going to get a chance to talk about the same and similars. How many more provisions are we planning on adopting today and where we're heading with this? Because again, I'm feeling a little off guard here. We're 24 minutes into this and we've adopted maybe half a dozen, seven different items. And we're in the Zoom world and trying to be transparent to conferees as well as to the public, Mr. Chair. I'm just kind of wondering what the game plan is here today. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you, Representative O'Driscoll. I will answer your question first and then maybe discuss more broadly our process here. This is the last of the same and similars that the committee will consider today. I will push back on your suggestion that there was not transparency on this process, because we did go through the bill in a side-by-side format yesterday. All of these provisions were identified, during the walkthrough yesterday as identical or nearly identical. These provisions are, as discussed, in both bills, passed both bodies, had hearings everywhere. We are trying to address, as I indicated at the end of yesterday's meeting, some of the lowest of hanging fruit. And while it's true that we have taken up, you know, a half dozen measures, this represents a very, very small fragment of the totality of what is in this bill, and we have a long road ahead of us. So our hope is to knock out some of the stuff that was in both bills, had been heard and discussed in both committees, has broad support before moving on to more difficult topics. And I see you're still unmuted, so I'm wondering, Representative Driscoll, if you had another question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I just was just kind of caught off guard. I had a different vision of where we were going. And when it was announced today that the chairs and folks had a chance to kind of discuss some things after the races went. I do have in receipt right now some of the email conversations that had taken place here on some of the things that were being looked at. So I do appreciate it getting it at some point, which is right now. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just thought now might be an appropriate time for me to make a comment on the provision that we're making a motion on. And I just want to note that it is in both underlying bills and is, I think, strongly supported in both chambers and would result in Minnesota having, I think, the distinct honor of hosting the second largest solar manufacturing plant in the country if we move forward. And this would be a grant to the city of Mountain Iron to help with building out the facility up there. So it would be in public ownership. And I think is a really good proposal to help create jobs in a part of the state that we often talk about needing to diversify the economy of and the Iron Range. And I just want to specifically call out and thank Representative Lislegard in the House for his leadership and vision on this provision.
So the motion that is pending before the committee right now is Representative Wong's oral amendment to the provision on R12, line 10.33, it's the Senate language, delete 5 million and insert 5.5 million. Is there further discussion to that motion? Seeing no further discussion, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails and the amendment, the oral amendment is adopted. We'll now, I think Representative Wong, you would have a motion to adopt the provisions on page R12.
Yes, I would move adoption of the provisions beginning on page R12, Senate language, lines 10.31 to 11.10, as amended by the oral amendment.
All right, and we will turn to discussion to this provision. Any discussion to this amendment, or this motion, pardon me. I will just comment, Representative Long kind of indicated this. I actually had the opportunity, along with a few other people on this Zoom today and others, to tour this facility that would be expanded with this money, the Helene project. It's really exciting, the work that's going on there. Representative Lislegard invited us up to tour the facility, and I was happy to do that. Any time I have an opportunity to visit the range, I'm happy to do that. And it's exciting what they're doing. It's exciting that we're going to have the opportunity to further do some economic development on the Iron Range. And I have shared Representative Long's thanks for Representative Lislegard for his leadership on this. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the Long motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion prevails and the provisions are adopted. As I indicated a moment ago, that concludes our walkthrough of the same and similar provisions that we had on tap for today. It's my understanding that Senator Dames expects to call a meeting tomorrow, and I'll maybe turn it over to Senator Dames to discuss that.
Thank you, Chair Stevenson. Yes, we will meet tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It's my understanding that the energy folks will have some more provisions that they're agreeing to that are in that same and similar category. So we'll deal with some more of those tomorrow. So we will meet at 1 o'clock. I'm assuming the meeting will probably last about as long as the one has today. So we'll look forward to seeing you then and we'll post the meeting.
Thank you, Chair Dames. And I think there's also gonna be one telecommunications provision that we will discuss tomorrow. Yeah. And with that, I think our meeting, our agenda has concluded and our meeting is adjourned.